We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
I'm going to leave you with two words. Be the final two words for this summer. No goal.
You just got to play. There's no other answer to it. I mean, you're supposed to dump the puck in and stay out of the zone. No, we just wanted to play. The more they acted like idiots, the more we wanted to play.
Well, that's Lindy's opinion. I've seen his teams do the same thing, so he ought to not talk about that. That's it.
Tell Lindy no.
Ah, classic. Lindy Ruff. It's never a bad time to bring that stuff back. I don't care who the coach is, but obviously matters more today. Lindy Ruff in 2 hours is going to be named. Officially has been named, but he's going to be talking to the media as the once again coach, head coach of the Buffalo Sabres. It's the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Sal Capaccio, Sneaky Joe DiBiase, brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com. We'll have an extended Sabres Live today. That'll begin at noon. That'll run through the press conference until 2 p.m. And then One Bills Live from noon till 3. Show up with the Bulldog at 3 o'clock. They'll be recapping and talking about what Lindy Ruff had to say down at KeyBank Center. A guy who'll be down there, our good buddy, WKBW-TV Channel 7 sports director, Matt Bove. He joins us on the Western Hotline. And Matt, you know, we hear those clips just a little while ago, and I said to Joe, I think depending on your entry point to the Sabres, it kind of might be how you view Lindy Ruff a little bit differently. I mean, he goes back so long. I mean, even when I was a little kid, he started playing at 7 years old when I was growing up. But also, I think it matters that, you know, we grew up here and now we cover this team in the media. All three of us, you, your entry point as a fan and now a media member. What do you kind of make of and think about when you think of Lindy Ruff returning to the organization?
I had like a full on heel turn yesterday on social media. I got a lot of heat just because I said I didn't like the move. Now, as time has gone on, I've warmed up to it for various reasons. That is not an indictment on Lindy Ruff. My reason that I was just skeptical about this was because I wanted them to explore all options. I think when you have a 13-year playoff drought, you owe it to your fan base to look into everything humanly possible. And from the minute that Kevin Adams spoke last Tuesday until the announcement was made yesterday, it felt so obvious that Lindy Ruff was going to be the choice. And, of course, that's what ultimately happened. You play that clip coming into me, it's pure nostalgia. As a kid, every great memory I have of the Buffalo Sabres is directly tied to Lindy Ruff being the coach of this team. I think he's a very good coach. I just wish that they would have explored all their options to see if maybe there was something better out there. They did it. Now we have to see how this plays out.
Right. But we'll hear that for sure today, I would think, or something along the lines of it. But it would be stunning, right, Matt, if they did some exhaustive search in 6 days. You didn't have enough time.
No, there's not enough time. It's impossible that they did. I'm sure that they got on the phone with a couple different people who were candidates for them. They had conversations with them. And then they probably just said, listen, some of these guys check the boxes that we want, but Lindy checks all of the boxes. And then obviously he's going to be a hit here. I just think that it was kind of a no-brainer for them. But sometimes the no-brainer move isn't always the best thing that you can do. I'm just thinking about this team's long-term potential. Do I think Lindy Ruff gets the most out of them immediately? Probably more so even than maybe some of the other options. Yes. But is he the best long-term answer for this team that's got still so much young talent and that I do think has the talent to eventually be a contender? That's the question I don't know yet. But luckily for the Sabres and luckily for Lindy Ruff, he's inheriting a team that's got some serious guys who could absolutely be playing playoff hockey at this time next year.
Yeah. Do you think they get more good PR from the fans that are going to love this for hiring Lindy Ruff? Or do you think maybe it even equals out? Because they're definitely getting criticism for even the idea that you would do it for PR, right? That you would do it for nostalgia. There definitely is another side of the population that is, you know, definitely criticizing them for this.
No, I think they get more good PR because I think that the people who are criticizing them were probably criticizing them anyway. And I don't know if those are people who are making their minds, you know, they're changing their minds or buying tickets or going to games next year. I think this is for the people who are casual fans who remember Lindy Ruff and who now all of a sudden are like, wow, okay, yes, I'm back. I want to go back. It's the same thing. It's obviously a much bigger scale, but it's like the Goathead game. You know, when we were growing up, they wore the goat heads. You go, you buy a ticket to that game because it's nostalgia. You go back in the arena and it feels like you're a teenager again and you're watching the Sabres play. So for Lindy Ruff, there's going to be a lot of people who feel that way. Listen, I'm guilty of this. People in Western New York are guilty of this. I've spent my entire life here. If there's one thing we love in this community, it's nostalgia. It moves the needle so much here. And Lindy Ruff absolutely is a home run as far as nostalgia is concerned. Just very interesting, though, that Kevin Adams put out in a statement that this move wasn't just about nostalgia and it was about all the other things, which is partially true. I just don't think fully true.
Okay, I saw that yesterday. I saw a quote. Where did that come from? Now, I know that it was on Wyshynski's page. I read it. However, I'm wondering, was it a statement or was he answering some question from somebody about nostalgia? I think context is important here. I don't know that. You guys can correct me.
I'm assuming
I don't know.
Greg reached out to him specifically. I'm assuming that.
Yeah, I was on a golf course, so I was just kind of, you know, skimming through everything.
Okay.
I'm assuming the same thing. I'm assuming it was the response sent to Greg.
Ooh, what was your next shot after Lindy got hired?
Bad. I was playing
bad,
guys. I was like playing well. I can specifically tell you where I was. I was about 100 yards out with a wedge. And for me, that's a pretty comfortable spot. And my buddy, who is a massive Leafs fan, yelled across the fairway, "Oh my God, the Sabres hired Lindy Ruff." And then my immediate thing is, "Oh my, are you kidding me? Like, my one day off this week, wow. I'm not thinking about work right now. Now you go into work mode. I hit a wedge, fat, it goes short, I'm in the bunker. I ended up doubling the hole. It was the worst hole I had the entire day just because my mind for the remainder of the round was, oh my God, they just hired Lindy Ruff.
Listen,
I cannot believe that we're doing this.
We need to put an asterisk on all Matt Beauvais-Lindy opinions from here on out because he's definitely going to associate Lindy now with the bad golf shot that he immediately hit after.
Hey,
no
you
doubt,
got a wedge
no doubt.
In your hand, and you got a wedge in your hand and you're 100 yards out, you should hit the green. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, I will tell you, I actually, this morning, I went back on demand, guys, to hear when the news broke with Bulldog, who was on yesterday, because I didn't hear it when it broke yesterday. And I said, boy, I wonder what happened. And what happened was he had gone to break, and they go back to, and they come back, and then Zach comes on to do an update, and he says, we have breaking news basically coming out right now. So Bulldog, it didn't happen while he was like on the air. He was in a break when it happened, but he tells everybody when they come back, okay, here we go, Lindy Ruff. Now for me, I was coaching a travel baseball scrimmage. My phone was off. I'm sitting there, I'm coaching. I got the kids. I'm like, oh, let me just kind of check my phone to see what's going on. I open it up and I'm like, oh my God, the Sabres hired Lindy Ruff. And I turn and tell parents. And guess what they all said? Yeah, we know, Sal. Because they had already had their phones on and they were already, you know, into it and knew it. I didn't know. How about you, Joe? How did you find out?
I was literally just on the couch waiting. We were going to take the dog for a walk and boom, I got the text message. That Lindy, nothing crazy, which is funny because I remember where I was when he got fired. It was at the library.
Same.
When
Same.
He got fired.
Same.
But I didn't. Yeah. So you'll have a more memorable story because you were on the golf course. I might forget it just because I wasn't really doing anything when he got hired.
When they fired him, I was at Buff State. I think it was my last year at Buff State, and I was in class. And I think that's honestly, I think I got the alert from like the WGR text line. Because that would have been before. No, I was definitely on Twitter at that point, but I think that's how I found out the alert from the WGR text line of the Buffalo Sabres have fired Lindy Ruff. And that was like a monumental moment in Buffalo sports history. But for me, that was before, you know, I covered the team or I even worked at the local news station at Channel 7. So that for me was like peak fandom. And then obviously my life and my job has evolved so much over time. It is just weird to think that, okay, I remember when he got fired, and now here I am when he got hired. What the heck happened in between?
Matt Beauvais joining us on the Western Hotline. My last question on Lindy for both you guys here. All right. Broad question, but I'm interested from both of you. What's his mission? And I say that because, let's think about this for a second. The mission of Don Granato was clearly develop these young kids, get these young guys better. We have a really good pipeline. Like, he was the right guy for the job, and he did that. He got them to a certain level. If you remember when Sean McDermott was hired, right off the heels of Rex Ryan, we were in a media tent and a scrum that at training camp with Terry Pegula, and it was asked, like, what do you want from this team this year and this coaching staff and this organization? He said, to gain respect back in this league. Okay, so there's a certain mission here. What's Lindy Ruff's mission at this moment coming to this organization? Joe, what do you think it is?
I mean, end the drought. Simply, like, that's,
yeah,
see, that's,
is,
that's
is,
a starting
is that,
point.
Is it, that's the bar, right? I mean,
yeah.
Right? I mean, just get to the playoffs? Is that what we're talking here?
The minimum. That's the. I mean, I don't even know if you need to call it a success if they just,
right.
You know, if he's here for a couple of years and they make the playoffs and they don't really do anything of significance past that, you won't be able to call it a failure, I don't think, if he's broken the drought. But if you, right. After 2-3 years, still think, like, this wasn't some big smashing success, I think, you know what I mean? Like, that to me is the very minimum. You've got to get to the playoffs. That has to happen.
My question is, I agree with everything Joe said. My question is, how do they surround Lindy Ruff on the bench, and what is the long-term vision of this team? Because I can get behind the idea of if Lindy Ruff accomplishes exactly that, but then they have a Seth Appert in place or a Mike Pekka in place as the kind of heir apparent working behind him, I can get behind that idea. My question is, though, how long is Lindy Ruff going to do this? He's 64 years old, and in coaching, that's not that old. He could very well coach for another 5-10 years, and it would not be earth-shattering. But if this is what they do, if they get into the playoffs and then kind of do the same thing that they did, which caused him to lose his job all those years ago, how do you move on from that after these last 13 years? Is that just good enough, or is it get to the playoffs and then after a year, winning a Stanley Cup is the new goal? That's what I'm really interested in, because I still think for as good like as the Sabres might be next year, I don't know if Lindy Ruff gives them the best chance for sustained long-term success to ultimately go win a championship. So I think that they're going to be better next year than they were this past year. I think Lindy Ruff probably still has a job if the goaltending in New Jersey wasn't horrendous and if they didn't have a bunch of players get injured that were really important in the first half of the season. He's going to get a lot out of this team, but I feel like the ceiling next year is probably.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Second round, get to the second. I'm watching these playoff games for the last couple nights, and I'm just like, man, these teams are so good. Like, these teams are so good, and I can't envision myself watching the Sabres play in these. I can see the Sabres beating these teams random nights in the regular season. Like, they definitely have the talent to do it, and they've won a fair amount of games the last 2 years. But I'm watching these teams just beat the heck out of each other in, like, Colorado, in Vegas, in Dallas, and all these teams. And then in the Eastern Conference, even, like, Toronto and Boston last night. I'm like, man, these teams are good. So that's, I don't know. I think he has to make the playoffs next year. He'll have a longer lease than that. Like,
right.
If he misses the playoffs 1 year, it's not like they're going to fire him or something. But I feel like that has to be what they accomplished. They have to get back to the playoffs.
Yeah. The only place I would push back on what you just said is, man, the Islanders and the Capitals just look like they do not belong with the rest of these teams. They are getting destroyed in the first couple of games. But, like, to your point, you know, like making the playoffs and ending the drought would be awesome, but there is going to eventually be a next step. You don't want them to make it and then look like what the Islanders looked like last night or what the Capitals look like, where you just are getting destroyed by clearly better teams.
Well, that's the thing. It's like, okay, if they make the playoffs next year and they lose in five to the Florida Panthers, like, is that really? It's a step in the right direction. It's kind of like the Bills ending the drought and then realizing that, okay, this team is about to accomplish more. But as you start to look at that timeline, Lindy Ruff is a year older, 2 years older, 3 years older. Like, how long are they going to do this with a guy who's about to turn 65 in the middle of next season? I just think that that's a really interesting way of trying to figure out what they put around him, because I think in this circumstance, those assistant coaches mean more than it would for a guy like Don Granato, who, you know, until he was fired, it's not like he was ever going to, you know, just leave or something like that.
We are 2 days away from the NFL draft. You can watch it on ABC. Of course, we're going to have coverage right here on WGR Sports Radio 550, but that's where Matt Bove is the sports director over at Channel 7, WKBW-TV. Have you settled on what you think the most likely outcome is for the Bills in the first round? Not even player. I mean, trading up, staying, trading out of the first round. Where are you right now on that?
Yeah, the most likely outcome is that the Bills make a minor trade up and get one of the receivers that should probably be available in the late teens, early 20s. So the two names that I'm very much focused in on are Brian Thomas Jr. from LSU and A.D. Mitchell from Texas. I think that those guys fit a lot of what the Bills are looking for. Of those two players, I like Brian Thomas Jr. more than Adonai Mitchell, but I would be, you know, I won't be surprised if that's what the Bills do, just because, hey, history has a way of repeating itself. And Brandon Bean in these first rounds has traded up four times since 2018. So I don't think it would be crazy for him to do it again. And I just think that's more likely than them kind of mortgaging their future and giving up a future one, a future two, a first this year, and trying to go up and get one of the big three. That's what I would like them to do. I just don't think that's the most realistic outcome.
You agree, Joe?
I tend to agree as well. You look at the history. 4 of 6 first-round picks that they've moved up for, and usually it's a little bit of a smaller move up. Yeah, I'm thinking they don't just want receiver, they want the right type of receiver. And not everybody fits that. You know, like, I don't think Worthy fits that. McConkey kind of does, but maybe not all the way. Roman Wilson, some of these guys might be really good receivers, but I agree. I think you get to a point where you have conviction that you like the guy and he fits the scheme that you're about to employ. I think Thomas does. I think that's the guy they're going to try to move up for.
All right, so Matt is also the co-host with me on It's Always Game Day in Buffalo, an original Odyssey podcast. You can find it wherever you pod, and of course, it's on video as well on the South Sports YouTube page, and I'm going to tell everybody, you need to go there today. Go to the video, go to the audio, it doesn't matter. Last night, Matt and I had a chance once again to chat with NFL VP of Broadcasting, Mike North, one of the head schedule makers. Matt, an hour and a half, how fun was that? We could have gone for another 5 hours.
We finished the conversation. You know, it's obviously an audio podcast, but we do it on video as well. So Mike North left the room that we were in, and Sal and I were both sitting there. We could see each other, our cameras on, and we were both just smiling ear to ear because the conversation was so intriguing and so good. We're both schedule nerds, so we absolutely love it. But we also could have went easily another hour and a half. He answered so many questions. There was so much insight there. I have already actually gone back and listened to it. I listened to the entire episode this morning as I was getting ready, just because I wanted to make sure, did we ask good questions? Did he give good answers? What stood out from the conversation? So yeah, it's my favorite episode every year. And if you are somebody who likes the schedule, you know, obviously I'm probably a little biased here, but I really do recommend it.
And obviously we're invested in what's going to happen with the Bills. I think one of the bigger takeaways for me that would be relatable to our audience is the Bills aren't going anywhere when it comes to prime time. I'm going to say what Terry Pegula said about Lindy Ruff. Lindy ain't going nowhere when he first bought the team, and then eventually he finally did. Eventually that might happen with the Bills, but as long as they have Josh Allen, Mike North made it clear, Matt, that the Bills are going to be once again very much featured in the schedule, including lots of primetime action.
Yeah, I would imagine based off of just kind of reading the tea leaves here, I think they'll probably get several primetime games at home. but I also don't think that those will all be stacked at the end of the year. I think they'll be spread out, maybe a little bit similar to last year, where they had a primetime game in late October, then another primetime game at home in early November, and then they didn't have another one at home until much later in the year. So I think that that's probably going to be what it looks like, probably the maximum, which is six. Primetime does not just mean it has to be a night game. It means basically not a Sunday afternoon game, which is something that Mike cleared up. And I also don't think it's out of the realm of possibility that we see the Bills playing on a holiday next year. Which holiday, I don't know. But, you know, the Bills are big-time must-see TV, and they want to put those big-time teams in those windows to make sure that they, you know, have success. Like, there's going to be NFL games on Christmas this year. Could the Bills be on Christmas? I think it's a possibility. Could they be on Thanksgiving? I wouldn't rule it out. And I wouldn't even necessarily rule out a potential that the Bills play a home game on Thanksgiving. Like, we know there's going to be a game in Detroit. We know there's going to be a game in Dallas. But we don't know about the late one. So I think there's probably a 50-50 shot we see them play on a holiday this year.
Wow. All right. That would be a Wednesday if it's Christmas.
Yeah, it would be a Wednesday.
One thing that was interesting to me, and this comes up in the podcast, but we'll tell everybody. He also said, this is interesting, if there's a team that's going to play on Wednesday, on Christmas, they're going to play the previous Saturday. There's going to be two games that Saturday. And because you got to have four teams playing, because out of those four teams, two of them are then going to match up on Wednesday on Christmas. So instead of going Sunday to Thursday, you're going to have a Saturday to Wednesday. So that week, if your team has chosen to play on Christmas, you're also playing Saturday the previous week.
Yeah, it could be like a situation where the Bills play the Patriots on Saturday. It honestly kind of makes a ton of sense. Like, the Bills could play the Patriots and the Jets could play the Dolphins. And then you would have the Bills against either the Jets or the Dolphins on Christmas Day. Like, to me, you know, that was one of the things that Mike said multiple times. It's going to feel, it's going to sound like a football game. To me, like, Bills, Dolphins, and Buffalo on Christmas Day sounds like a football game. That sounds like a really fun matchup for people to want to watch. You could say the exact same thing about the Jets, but something about, you know, the snow, Buffalo, Christmas Day, this rivalry that has happened for the last several years, that feels like it would be a really cool game that people would be really into and want to watch. And obviously there'd be like fantasy football implications with those two teams. So I just think that, you know, it, obviously I don't know anything. We just had this conversation, but every year I kind of walk away with it thinking, okay, I think I can start to put the pieces together. And that's one of the takeaways I had from yesterday's conversation.
Very interesting. All right, Matt, tell everybody about the coverage on the draft. It's coming up in a couple of days. You guys have it on your network.
Yeah, we've got the coverage starting at 7:30. We've got a special edition of our show leading the charge. It'll be myself, this fella named Howard Simon, maybe you've heard of him, and Joe Biscaglia. The three of us will be getting ready for the draft, and then coverage starts. The first round is on ABC. The second round and third round are on ABC. So just a really fun day of coverage from Thursday up until Saturday on Channel 7 locally.
You got it. Right. Thanks a lot, buddy. We appreciate it, and I know you're going to be down at Lindy Ruff's press conference today, so we'll be looking for that coverage as well. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for having me, guys. Talk soon.
Thanks, Matt.
All right, you got it. That is Matt Bove. Real quickly, Joe, Bills-Texans, we specifically asked Mike North about that. Like, okay, Diggs gets traded. How much does that change what you thought about Bills-Texans? He basically said it didn't change much. You know why? They were already really thinking about Bills-Texans.
Yep.
He said, he gave the example, he said, it didn't go from like a C to an A. It went from like an A minus to a solid A.
Okay.
You know what that tells me, right? That's a national window game. Doesn't have to be primetime night, but it's a national window game.
Yep. And which uniform will the Texans wear? Because have you seen the new drop sale of the new Houston Texans?
I have not.
Look?
I'm going to look during the break.
You like it? Goodness. I would go as far. I don't know that it'll be everyone's cup of tea. I would go as far as to say it might be my favorite non-throwback uniform change that I've seen. It is.
Okay.
There's a red one.
I am looking at it right
now.
There's
a new logo. It is there's a horned helmet on the red one that I really like. It looks very fresh, I'll say.
This H, they have this H, H-Town. H-Town's a big deal. They're going with the H. The H is a big theme, it looks like. Houston Texans uniforms. All right. More info from the Mike North interview last night. When we come back, I'll fill you in on a couple of things he said and kind of tease that so you can go and listen. I can't give you everything because it's an hour and a half long, and I want you to go listen anyway, but lots of good stuff there. Sabres introducing Lindy Ruff also at 1 o'clock today. We'll have that live on WGR.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.